Good evening, everybody. Today is Friday the 13th, and this is show 713 of The Bookcast.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Walcott with It Feels All Right. The group Walcott was formed in Chicago in 2016 and bandleader Asher George is now based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Walcott's first single, Dreamin' Away, is a follow-up to Another Man, which we played. No, it's not a follow-up. It's follow-up. Another Man, which we played last month on episode 707. And It Feels All Right, the one you just heard, make up the debut EP Songs for the Disenfranchised to be released on Friday, June the 3rd. You can find out more by going to Walcott's official Facebook page, which is facebook.com/musicbywalcott. And thank you, as always, to August from Novo Publicity and Management for passing that track this way. Now, although we mentioned there are three tracks on this forthcoming EP. It looks like we've only played two of them. So we have the third one in our archive, and we will hopefully play that in the next couple of weeks.
Very good.
Yas. Not really our kind of stock, kicky, blow-your-eardrums-out starter, but still good all the same. So, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 713. On this week's show, you will have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and I will probably make no sense at all.
No difference there, then.
That was exactly the point I was trying to make. Oh, dearie me. Anyway.
Yeah. Right.
That was your cue.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next track, we have a welcome return to Smoking with Poets. I was messaged by Andre earlier this week on Telegram to say that they have a brand new track out. And
nice.
This brand new track is called Nothing With You.
From your neck, floating both my lungs, and swift drops racing down your chest, head I'm chasing with my tongue, we're dancing blindly to soul drums, nothing can go. Your labor press already knows, and every beat of every song. Let's just lay here, like darkness fade, like nothing matters. You know it's true, cause I can do nothing on my own. But I'd rather do with you.
Time finding new music and chat? Take two bottles into the shower? Not me. I just want to hear new music and go. So I download the podcasts of The Budcast, Waffle and Go. Independent and Creative Commons music and award-winning hosts in one show. The Budcast, Waffle and Go leaves my ears fully satisfied and entertained. New Music and Chat? Not me. Now I just waffle and go. Independent new music and complete waffle in one. The Bugcast Waffle and Go. Available at any time at thebugcast.org.
It isn't in my blood.
That was Altimatum with In My Blood. Altimatum is a four-piece rock outfit from Thunder Bay in Ontario. We played their track Run From You on last week's show, and this was the title track taken from the same album, expected to be released by the end of this year. And again, many thanks to Cam from the band for getting in touch with us through our Instagram account at instagram.com/thebugcast. And you can find out more about them over at altermaidem.com. And before Caroline back announces her show, it has just occurred to me it's just occurred to me that the band's name Altermaidem and the word ultimatum is pronounced almost exactly the same in America. Ultimatum.
Brilliant.
Ultimatum. Ultimatum. Yeah.
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 So, like we said, the previous was Smoking with Poets. We have played them many times before. And like I say, Andre said that this is a brand new track. Mm. What he said is that it's the first track with a new producer, Kiko Mori, from Portugal. They are trying out a switch in the sound with a bit of post-rock. And I always like their stuff, so I'm biased, but I liked that one as well. You can find out more by checking out smokingwithpoets.com. And just to annoy Peter, Andre is also a Eurovision fan and he will be just as crazy as we are watching it tomorrow and getting really engrossed. You're outnumbered.
Awesome stuff.
You?
Well, not really.
Oh, sorry, me.
I was waiting to see if you were going to try and butt in front of me and say what you're about to say next.
I'll just say it's been a long week.
It has that?
Yes. Next up is...
No!
What?
Let's have a look in our chat room and see who's listening to us live right now over at thebudcast.org/live. Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Waffle and go, dear, while I just scroll back a bit.
Okay.
Spend time.
That's not what you meant, was it? So funny.
Right. Maestracio. Peter Patterson. We've got Fat Freddy, but I don't know if he's listening live or not. Kevy has given apologies. Him and Wee Guy are at his granny's. Wee Guy's granny's, not Kevy's granny's. Either way, hope they all have a good time. We've got Jason Cyber Jeep. Me and you, obviously. We've got Aris. We've got George Geospart and his furry overlord, which we can't use this time because we used that last time.
Use what last time?
George's Furry Overlord.
As a show title. No.
Show title, yes. And that's it.
Amy?
Amy Hussey, yes.
Yes. Awesome. So, as always, thank you very much indeed for listening to us live. It is an experience, no question.
It is totally an experience.
It is totally an experience.
One to be cherished.
And never
forever
repeated.
And ever and ever.
Oh, dear. Now it's you.
I need George to get a much more brighter, high quality picture of his fairy overlord if I'm going to even try and draw them.
Oh, I see. You're going to attempt a,
yeah,
a reproduction of said fairy overlord.
Yes. Right, yes. Now it's me. Mm-hmm. So it's not me, it's my track. This is Kerry with 38 Seconds.
Hey you, what's good? How are you doing? I see you in a great mood. It makes me happy. Your eyes are so tired and this is weird because I see you for the first time. You know, I have a gift for you. I reach for the bag. God, it's too good to be true. My head is spinning. This feeling is something new. Hit the balls in 3, 4, 5. I want to slow down the seconds of my life. 38 seconds of my life. Seconds of my life. day I gave you a sweatshirt and it was handmade. The phrase "it is so sweet" sounds in my head again, but you can throw it out if you don't like it. Have no idea what you really love, although it seems like I'm known for ages. Following pages to see your changes. It's time to admit that we are strangers.
Hit the boss at 3:45. I wanna slow down the seconds of my life.
John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
and Eric Donaldson vibes. Now right on time, man, right on time. Skanking, man move. Roots man pan control. Rocking and groove. Reggae music playing alright.
And that was Stone Freeze. Stone Face Priest with Skank In. Original roots reggae from the 1980s. Stone Face Priest, real name Charles Majow, is a Kenyan roots reggae artist. His music sounds like Don Carlos, Multiculture, Israel Vibration, and the Wailing Souls, can't read my own nose, who were his main inspiration. We last played him on episode 698 in January with a track called The Plan, a track that so nearly made my best of this year. He is from Meru County in Kenya, and you can find out more over at facebook.com/rootsmanstoneface priest. Rolls off the tongue.
Brilliant. And before that, we played Kerry with 38 seconds. That lasted more than 38 seconds.
Significantly.
But not very, very, very long. We played Carrie. I've got your
it's not verbal just me diarrhea. Tonight.
We played Kerry last week because I was torn between this track and the one that I played last week. So I figured, why not do one last week and one this week? And that's what I did. She wrote this song after she met someone in real life who inspired her from a distance from a long time. That day, they finally realised that she wants to make music and share songs with others. And this song is about the fact that every meeting is not accidental, and also about the fact that even strangers can have a great influence on our fate. And you can find out more by checking out their Jamendo profile, because they do not have any socials and they are from Russia.
Excellent. Very good indeed. Right, let's start with the sadder news of the week. The sad news that Dennis Waterman, star of The Minder, New Tricks, and he was in something else. Oh, The Sweeney has died this week. I believe he was 71. We've done no... I don't know. Caroline has actually done some research for me. 74 he was, I apologise.
He was 74 and he died peacefully in a hospital in Spain.
With his family by his side.
With his wife Pam at his side.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I didn't realise that he was in William, the BBC adaptation of Just William, in 1962, which obviously predates my birth, but I'm pretty sure my mum and dad have watched that a gazillion times.
Oh, wow. I had no idea who was in that. The first thing I remember him was The Sweeney.
But the scary thing is, on the link that we have posted, Dennis Waterman in his 70s and Dennis Waterman in the 1962 role, you can't half tell it's the same person.
I know.
That's just...
And of course, you can tell when somebody's made it. Because they get sent up by other comedians and people. And there was a rather fantastic, if not slightly borderline, sketch on Little Britain where David Walliams played a version of Dennis Waterman, where he was always going in to see his agent to try and get some work. And he would be told that his agent's been approached by somebody to try and use this Dennis Waterman parody. And it was always, write the theme tune and sing the theme tune, because that was his thing. He always tended to write and sing the theme tunes for the TV shows that he starred in. That was certainly the case with Minder. It was certainly the case with New Tricks.
See, interestingly, on Twitter... once it came out, Amanda Redman, who was in New Tricks with him, mm-hmm. her daughter posted to her Twitter account to say, this is Amanda's daughter. Don't think she's being rude, but she physically can't speak because she's just distraught at losing Dennis.
Yeah.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because as as non-celebrities, you know these people, you've grown up along these people, but you didn't really know them as such.
Mm.
Whereas those people that star with them, especially on a series that goes on for a long time,
they become family.
They become family.
Absolutely. On the Arp, he was in that as well. Crumbs, I forgot about that.
Oh gosh, he's been in so much.
Did he sing the theme tune for that one as well?
Don't think so. The other sad passing, which Dave didn't know who it was, but I'm hoping other people would do, is Fred Ward. He's a Hollywood actor, and I know him most as the main co-star in Tremors with Kevin Bacon. I know he's been in other things as well, but yeah, that only came out this afternoon. I think he was 71, possibly.
And maybe it was that got mixed
up. No, 79, sorry.
79. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, I've watched Tremors once, maybe twice. I tend to only remember the key characters, but I have to admit, I don't remember Fred Ward at all.
There was Kevin Bacon and his friend, and they're the ones that wanted to leave the town, couldn't leave the town, went back, tried to help everybody, and that was Fred Ward.
Just trying to see if I know him from anything else that I might have seen. And looking at it, I think the answer is most definitely no.
Mm. So in the lighter news, the people in the bookcast crew have seen my post all week because I've been doing a 5-day workshop doing a Bengal cat in soft pastels. I have posted it to Instagram, so I'll do a link to Instagram for that. And it was really, really fun. And I am really, really pleased with the results. It was done by, the first day was outline and painting the background with gouache, black gouache, and doing the stripes and spots and furs and spots that on the fur in gouache. Day two was doing the eyes and the ears. Day three was doing the face. Day four was doing the body, and day five was just tweaking and doing all the different bits and pieces. And yeah, really enjoyed it. And my pastel collection has now considerably grown.
Yes, I will attest to that fact. But if you've seen the Bengal cat that Caroline has drawn, and as I said that, Caroline put a link to the Instagram post of that, you will see that it is absolutely worth the investment, particularly if you're going to be doing a lot more pastel work.
Yeah.
And because actually, you certainly seem to enjoy it.
That was done with relatively inferior soft pastels until I got towards the body, so I'm quite pleased with it. What I would like to say, and this is, I don't know if anybody's ever done this or ever thought of doing this, when I have done a piece that's relatively realistic or semi-realistic, I always do a Google lens search on that picture. So when I did my macaw parrots, it came up as macaw parrots. And when I've done this, it recognised it as a Bengal cat. And that to me means that I was successful. Because if I do the same with some of my less, more cartoonish art, it does not recognise the source material. So I take that as a big win.
Totally. As you should. Awesome. Great stuff.
Yep.
Cool. So, I think that's it. Let's move on.
Blimey.
Wow.
Another track I played last week that decided to play this week is Tom Jaynes with All That I Want Now.
Left the ground on the waves of you. Feel you made me love little anecdotes that I'd run from. I'm feeling like we got a chance, got a chance to get up. I've realized, we got a chance. Chance to get up. I've realized we got a chance.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
With your mind.
That was Love Shadow, featuring Zepp Herm with Someone. This was Love Shadow's most recent track released on CC Mixter, a kind of a Sting meets Bob Marley thing, at least according to Snowflake. Awesome production with a very relevant message. Features samples from Zepp Herm's One Love, and this again is one of the wonderful things about CC Mixter, that Zepp Herm took someone else's vocals to create their own track, and then Love Shadow took Zepp Herm's track to make his, and it's just a complete mishmash of so many things. Everybody brings their own take to it and their own style, and this is absolutely amazing. Love Shadow is from Birmingham here in the UK, and you can find out more over at ccmixter.org/people/loveshadow.
Brilliant. And before that it was Tom James, which is a track called All That I Want Now, from London in the UK. That is a collaboration between virtuoso guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, producer and writer James Bell and writer-producer Jade Timberlake. Tom James fuses tropical house and EDM beats with the organic elements of guitars and folk rock melodies to create catchy, upbeat pop. You can find out more by checking them out their Jamendo profile. And speaking of James Bell, I follow him on Facebook. And I think I have mentioned this before. And he's currently suffering from some sort of skin condition, which they're trying to find out what it is. But recently he didn't eat for a few days and the skin condition went away. He started to eat and it came back. So he's under loads of investigations, and he's just last week he'd done a post about how he'd been to see a hospital in London, and on his way back he'd sat in a different carriage to his mum because it was quieter, and somebody rang the British Transport Police on him because he'd kind of cut a hole in his shirt at the top, because it aggravates his skin around his neck, and somebody reported him as looks like he'd ran away from a hospital. Which I think is really sad.
Yes, very.
So he's currently trying to battle with Avanti West Coast and the police to find if they can have some sort of pass or lanyard or marker or something that will stop this happening. Because it's not the first or last time.
That's quite nasty, isn't it?
It is.
Well, hopefully you can find a solution for that. Right. I just realised we've missed a news story, which, to be honest, means nothing to anybody but me and possibly one or two other people listening. I've entitled it Dave's 10,000 Miles. Now,
I know what it's about.
You know what it's about because I told this story at work earlier
today.
You nearly
wet the couch yesterday.
I nearly wet the couch. I made a phenomenal squeaky noise, which probably woke up next door. As you know, I am an amateur radio operator. And with the license level that I have, which is Foundation, which is the lowest licensing level here in the UK, I'm very much limited to what I can do in terms of how much power I can use and what frequencies I can use. The holy grail of contacts from this part of the country, this part of the world, is New Zealand, because it is the exact opposite side of the world. If you were to drill a hole straight down from where we are now, we would end up somewhere in the Southern Ireland. 12,000 miles, roughly. Now, I've managed to get some, with my very restricted and very compromised setup, I've managed to get some really good contacts. I'm very often getting contacts with people in Western, Eastern Europe, sometimes Russia. I've managed to get a couple of contacts in America. But last night at about 11 o'clock, just before 11 o'clock, I managed to get a digital contact. So this was using effectively the over-the-air version of a text message conversation with somebody from Southern Australia. Now, bearing in mind there is no line of sight from here to Australia, so would have had to have bounced a number of times over the earth to get there. And I'm using only 10 watts of power, which is quite, it's not a lot. I can't talk to people 10 miles down the road with that power. That's how low it is. But when the conditions are right, Alan, who's listened to the show before, good friend of mine, he told me when I first started with amateur radio, with a piece of wire and 10 watts, I can work the world. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I almost have. If I can get somebody from New Zealand with the setup I've got, I mean, I could probably pack up and go home, to be fair, because that would be it. That would be the ultimate goal. I won't, but, you know, that would be the thing to aim for. Anywho, I just thought I'd share that if anybody actually cares. Right, just a mention that tomorrow here in the UK and in Europe and also in Australia, because they're so lucky, we have the Eurovision Song Contest for 2022. Starting tomorrow night from 7 p.m. UTC, 8 p.m. here in the UK, and yeah, work it out for wherever you are if you're going to be watching it. As you will know, if you've listened to this show for any long period of time, it is the biggest date in the Bugcast Towers calendar. The whole family will be in this. We'll be sitting down and we'll have spreadsheets and pizza and food and peanuts and probably quite a large amount of alcohol. And Graham Norton, of course. So we shall really, really look forward to that. We'll give you a rundown of how badly we performed by trying to predict who was going to win next week. But if you are somebody who also enjoys Eurovision like we do, and I'm fairly certain there are a good number of people listening to this that don't, let us know. Fair warning that on Saturday the 18th of June at 6 p.m. UK time will be our next virtual pod crawl. Early summer, I think we'll call it. Pokroji, it's the early summer. Yeah, that'll do. We have one a few weeks ago to celebrate my 5 years on Tux Jam, but this is one of our regular ones, so we're giving you plenty of warning. I think that's, what, 5 weeks away from today. So we'll keep reminding you that for the next few weeks at least. Everybody's welcome. Doesn't matter whether you are a podcaster, a listener. You know, bring a friend. If you're coming along, bring a friend. If you're not coming along, tell a friend they can come along instead. It's all good. Tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl is the site for more details, and we'll be posting the link to the video conference on the day. Next week, the Bugcast episode 714 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcaster.org/live on Friday, the 20th of May at 9:30 p.m. UK time. And I think we'll leave it there. And Caroline can tell us what our final track is going to be.
Oh, yes. So this is a welcome return to the Happy Somethings. They're from Derbyshire in the UK. We have played them several times.
We have. We played one of their charity songs.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. So I've put down here that it's another upbeat, fun track from them. They are independently unpolished band who like to be happy, hanging around the Derbyshire Notts border, making music for pleasure. And they try not to take things too seriously. And they are unintentionally retro. You can find them more out about them by checking out their Twitter. They did have a webpage link, but it now says error 403 not found. So somebody didn't pay their bill.
Nope.
And this track, rather than it being an umphy ender, it's a quirky ender. This is Pretty Pants. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
It's all about. Don't hang fire, cast your clout, but hold on tight to your pretty pants. Age restrictions don't apply. Stop the clock, time of your life. Turn the dials to sky high, flying by the scene of your pretty pants.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.